no more than anything else, you can't protect it from lightning strike. That's a misconception. Lightning is going to do what it does. Now, you might want to ground the radio to eliminate static electricity to help your noise, keep your noise down. But even when it's outside, you know, if there's going to be other things like trees and other things that's going to, the lightning will hit most likely, then it'll hit the antenna. But if you have a lightning storm, it's a good idea to disconnect your radios. There's not much you can do if a lightning is going to strike it. You can't protect it. And let me say one more thing about that antenna. There is a shorter one. There's three different models for Diamond and Comet. You can get the shorter one that's, I think, about 6 foot, maybe 5 or 6 foot. I know Joe up there, KE4ZYQ, up in Clinton Township, he's got an attic antenna, and boy, he does really well. With his, if you ever hear him. And he scans, and he, no doubt, not too far from this repeater, I'm sure. So he has a great installation, and I don't know if you ever talked to him or not there. So I don't know who, I didn't make any notes of any call signs or names here, so forgive me. I'll pick it up.